Y'all having a good time?
Yeah.
This is just totally, totally awesome tonight. All right, let me collect my thoughts here for a second. And I need to remind you that support for Radio Live comes from Coastal Bank and Trust, a division of Synovus Bank, offering home equity lines of credit to consolidate debt, pay college expenses, make home repairs, or meet other needs. Coastal Bank and Trust, division of Synovus Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. We do love our sponsors. They make this possible, along with you all who come here and enjoy the party. It is like a party every month. It's like a homecoming for all of us. And it looks like Sally's up again. It looks like Buddy's going to be up here with her, too. So it's really great, the melding of these three artists tonight. Everybody's kind of helping everybody else out, because these folks know each other, and they play together a lot, so it's really great. So once again.
Oh, my goodness. Carolyn Aiken, wow, that was amazing. That was incredible. Well, I've recruited Buddy Munlock to come up here and sing with me because I can't resist his beautiful, breathy voice on these songs. So he's been very obliging.
She also said she was really happy that there was someone who sings softer than she does.
So I have a semi-new CD over there, and this song is on it, and it's a song about Edie Sedgwick. Does anybody know who Edie Sedgwick is? She was a model in the 60s where London had Twiggy. We had Edie over here, in she was in New York. And she comes from a real powerful, wealthy family. And she had a very meteoric rise to the top and a tragic fall. And I was just taken with her story. So I wrote this song about her, and it has three verses. And each of the verses is a person who had a very huge influence in her life. So see if you can figure out who the third verse is about, and if you can, there's a prize. When the palm reader looked into her haunted eyes, she saw a bright star that briefly would arise. And though born to a fortunate family, all they left was a troubled legacy, a broken, fragile girl who's watching over her. Oh, they love you when you're buying. Where are they when you're dying? Where will you?
Store.
jokers ain't your friends. On the back of his motorcycle, she was wild and free. When she saw how simple life could be, she closed her eyes and then she was blowing in the wind. Oh, they love you when you're buying. Where are they when you're dying? Where will you find a shoulder when you're 15 minutes are over, when your guardian angels are crazy? Thank you. We have a guest right here, Bob Dylan. Yes.
If she had t-shirts, you would win one right now.
Yes. I'll have to come up with something to give you. I'll think about it. Are there cookies? So a couple of years back, I came here with a group called the Waymores. Was anybody here for that show? With Tom Kimmel and Don Henry? They are a crazy bunch. And this next song is on a Waymores CD that I have for sale tonight. It's called Wilder Girl, and I wrote it because I'm such a wild girl. Yeah. Normally I'd be getting in my pajamas by now and putting on a Jane Austen movie. So this is really getting wild tonight. So this goes out to all the wild girls in the audience who... Seriously, getting wild for me is eating something that's not organic. Don't you wanna see me in a dress of white? Don't you wanna ride around with me tonight? Take a step farther from the edge of your world. Don't you wanna try a little wilder, girl? Taste a little honey from the honeybee. Take a little walk into the deep blue sea. Trade your gold and silver for an ocean pearl. Don't you wanna try a little wilder, girl? Ride around, baby, ride around with me tonight. Come a little closer, a little closer to my side. You know I tend to be the quiet type. Something about you makes me burn.
Makes me burn.
So instead of acting so polite, I turn into a wilder girl. I can love you bigger than a big blue sky. I can take you farther than a bird can fly. If you really want me, we can give it a whirl. Don't you wanna try a little wilder? Don't you wanna see me in a dress of white? Hey. Thank you. Oh, it's so fun to have Buddy up here. This is so great. Thank you. So,
that was worth a smattering of applause. That was nice.
Oh, goodness. So, speaking of a dress of white, I have to announce that I got married on Sunday. And this last song I'm going to do is a song that I wrote for my sweetheart who was at home holding the fort down, taking the dog for walks and bringing in the mail. And I miss him already, and this is just about how, you know, when you're a musician, you spend so much time on the road, and, you know, it's wonderful having somebody there keeping the home fires burning while you're gone. But this one time, I was home and he was gone, and I was like, oh, this is what it feels like to be, you know, folding someone's laundry and kind of preparing for them to come back and you get the house ready. So this goes out to anybody who's missing anyone tonight. And this is also on my new CD. When you leave for a time, won't be long, a short goodbye. Look up, we're under the same sky. When you're a gypsy wandering, till you come back home again, until you're lying by my side. Somebody waits for you, somebody prays for you. Think of me as you close your eyes. When you sleep under the stars, I'll hold you in my heart. Somebody misses you tonight. Our love has found a home. Take it with us wherever we go. Together or apart, we both know. There's a treasure we keep safe. It brings us back to a tender place. And you and I are never alone. The constant wind, gentle as it blows. Somebody waits for you, somebody prays for you. Think of me as you close your eyes. When you sleep under the stars, I'll hold you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sally. And congratulations on the winner. That's a beautiful song, too. If you're listening tonight and you're not here, you're probably feeling the love anyway that's in this room tonight. And I think that you're probably thinking, boy, I'd like to go feel some love at least once a month. We do this the first Thursday of every month here in the Museum of Commerce in historic Pensacola. And you can find out information about it if you go to our website. Actually, you can go directly to the Radio Live page if you just plug in radiolive.org. It'll show you who's coming next month and months ahead, and you can get your tickets for next month, too, because the tickets go fast. Be a good idea to do that. They'll be on sale starting in the morning. And the tickets for the Sarah Mac farewell performance that's going to be on the 26th of this month are actually on sale tonight. So you can go to the WUWF.org website and check those out as well. We still got a lot more good stuff before tonight's over, though, and it's great to be able to, you know, to kind of escape some of the things that are going on around us right now and to be able to come in here and just enjoy this wonderful artistry. Once again, Mr. Buddy Munlock.
This is my postcard home from Rome, Italy. The cats of the Colosseum sit on the stones with the Coca-Cola cans and the dried pigeon bones, warming in the sun where centuries have slept. They are older than the ruins, they are no one's pets. The cats of the Colosseum are finishing a meal. They are lazy in their grace. They are quicker than steel. They are innocent and wild, with faces none too clean. They will eat what they can catch. It will not disturb their dreams. On my trip to Rome, I visited the Sistine Chapel and the Vatican and St. Peter's Basilica. So let the nuns and priests fare in the Swiss guard too, for the Pope was in Vienna. Threw a coin in that Trevi fountain and I capped it over to the ruins of the Agora. Had a little trouble by the Colosseum, so I spent the afternoon at American Express. The cats of the Colosseum pose for photographs. They can steal a tourist's heart. They can make a tourist laugh. Their images wind up far away as souvenirs. Their souls will stay with them, even those for so few years. The cats of the Colosseum run away on two legs. The names are Raphael, Pepino, and Oleg. They are living by their wits, and they will do the best they can. My traveler's checks are gone in a 9-year-old's hand. On my trip to Rome, I visited the Sistine Chapel and the Vatican and St. Peter's Basilica. So a lot of paintings there and a statue by Michelangelo. The Pieta. Walked the gardens of the Villa Borghese and I bought a cool shirt in a store on Via Salaria. Had a little trouble by the Colosseum, so I spent the afternoon at American Express.
birds of the Colosseum sit on the stones with a Coca-Cola cans and the dried pigeon bones. Warming in the sun where centuries have slept. They are older than the ruins. They are no one's pets.
Yep, some of you noticed the banjo was lurking behind me on the stage. I wrote this song with Garth Brooks, as it happened. Yeah, Garth and I both got to Nashville around the same time, and we ended up with the same manager, so we kind of got thrown together a bunch, early days especially. I would still consider him a friend. We don't get to see each other that much, but talk every once in a while. But So, you know, we wrote a few songs that first year, and he never has yet gotten around to recording this particular one. I remember there was another one I was feeling really hopeful about, because we'd written it right before he got his big record deal, and he was playing it out and everything. I knew he liked it, so as it turned out, it was actually on the list for the first album, but then they decided that it was a little too close in theme to one of the other songs they'd picked out already, so it wasn't on the first record. But they did record it for the second record. But then they decided the band didn't really nail it in the studio, so it wasn't on the second record. I don't know why it wasn't on the third record. But happily, it made the fourth album. It was a song called Every Now and Then. Hey. So, as you might guess, that was a good year for a folk singer like me. For instance, I'd just worn out my old car, and I really needed a new vehicle. So I went down to the Honda dealership. I picked out a brand new minivan. I did not fill out a loan application. I wrote a check and drove away. It was awesome. But to put that in perspective, I then went and put 353,000 miles on that van. By the way, for folk singers, a minivan is like a Maserati. It's so cool to have one. So anyway, I'm hoping old GB will get around to this one eventually. This is a song about a guy who grows up in Appalachian, cold country, and ends up living in a neighborhood in Chicago that I used to live on the fringes of called Uptown. Not a happy neighborhood in Chicago all the time. It's called a canary song.
While the mockingbird warm blew near the mountain spring, down in the mine a canary sang. In a deep dark hole where men didn't belong home, we'd listen to our lives in a canary song. I remember mountain mornings so quiet I could almost hear the wind in the red tail's feathers and the breathing of the deer. Those old tracks seem to go forever. As a child I'd walk all day, finding diamonds in the cinders and picking chunks of coal away. As the morning faded evening, then so too came my time to follow down in my daddy's footsteps, leave the mountain for the mine. And always bring a bright canary, our link to the world of air, for we knew while she kept singing, we wouldn't suffocate down there. While the mockingbird warbled to hear the mountains ring. Down in the mine, a canary sang. In a deep dark hole, where men didn't belong, we'd listen to our lives in a canary song. We'd listen for the sunlight, from wings against the sky. We'd listen for the dreams that make men try. But once again I left the mountain to find work when the mine shuts down. Those old tracks don't go forever, they end in this hole they call uptown. All I brought was this canary. As I wake from dreams of home, I pray I'll hear her singing in fear of silence cold as stone. While the mockingbird warbles near the mountain spring, in a cold one room, a canary sings. Living in this hole where I don't belong, I listen to my life in a canary song. While the mockingbird warbles near the mountain spring, in a cold one room, a canary sings. Living in this hole where I don't belong, I listen to my life in a canary song.
This will be my last one here, and I like to end with this one. I wrote it for, for the ones who inspired me to want to pick up this thing, and like I told Guy, to try and make a life out of it. I get inspired all the time, actually, by my friends, you know, who just, like Sally singing tonight, and Caroline. I mean, I listen to them, I think, all right, I want to do better next time. Right? That's a good feeling to have, though. And so this is for them and the ones who came before. Some are still around. Some you never heard of. Some are right here in the room with us. Really, this song's for anybody who does what they're doing out of love. That's the most important thing. And I hope you guys will all sing along with us on this one. I know some of you are just waiting for your moment here. And this is it. So your part goes, whoa, we had no choice. No, we never had no choice. When he gave his river a voice, he never really had no choice. Got it? If you're not sure yet, just kind of mumble no choice over and over. You'll be mostly right. Thanks again for having me back. I concur with Sally there. You guys do feel like family. Wasn't love so big that it filled his heart till it swelled and finally burst apart? When love spilled out the cold at heart, never really had no choice. Oh, we had. Never had no choice. When he gave his river a voice, never really had no choice. That's it. He was thinking that the pain came much too soon when he locked himself up inside his room. Oh, it hurt real bad to write that tune. Never really had no choice. There were some who could not understand when he built those castles with his hands, and he knew damn well they were only sand. Never really had no choice. Oh, we had no choice. Oh, we
never really had no choice. Sometimes a man, sometimes a boy, he made some music and he made some noise, but he felt his pain and he felt his joy. Never really had no choice. Was a beautiful fire inside of him as he balanced me out on that limb, and I burned right through that branch so thin. Never really had no choice. Okay, everybody. Oh, we had no choice. We never had no choice when he gave his river a voice. Never really had no choice. But when he was through, they'd laughed and cried. Never really had no choice. Wasn't love so big that it filled his heart, till it swelled and finally burst apart. When the love spilled out, they called it art. Never really had no choice. Here we go.
Oh, we had no choice.
We never had no choice when he gave his river a voice. Never really had no choice. Oh, we had no choice. We never had no choice when he gave his river a voice. Never really had no choice. Never really had no choice. Sally Barris there.
Buddy Munlock.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Sally. All right. You are listening to Radio Live, this program we do the first Thursday of each month here in the Museum of Commerce in historic Pensacola. Support for Radio Live comes from Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical, a locally owned and family-operated company serving the Gulf Coast community for its commercial and residential air conditioning, heating, plumbing, and electrical needs since 1969. Learn more online at peden.com. And once again, Caroline Aiken.
Singing. Hey. What you singing?
High and mighty living. Got a mighty high cost.
Yeah.
High and mighty living. Got a mighty high cost.
Try again.
Got a mighty high cost. High and mighty living. Got a mighty high cost.
Yeah.
We're in it for the money. Check your conscience and your wallet at the door.
Just kidding.
We'll play hard and soul, honey, bet you've heard it all before. Yeah, you're no babe in the woods, and you can tell by the delivery. You can fool some of us on a time that catches up with them eventually. High and mighty living. Got a mighty high cost. Yeah, high and mighty living. Got a mighty high cost. If you see a longing in my eye, catch me riding on some coattail, shake me up. if I'm walking in a trance. Go ahead, take a chance, wake me up. If I'm no babe in the woods, and I've certainly paid my dues. To tell you high and mighty, living don't look so good on a chosen few. Got mighty high costs, high and mighty living, y'all. Got mighty high costs. Yeah, you can take it to the courts, you can take it to the bar, you can take it to the banquet where the pretty people are. You can take the cars to dealer Dale, else you can pass, but don't turn around, let them shove it down your throat. High and mighty lover, yeah. Got mighty high call. Oh, high and mighty lover, yeah. All right, then. Got mighty high call. Sing it out, sing it out. Here we go. High and mighty lover, high and mighty lover. Got mighty high. High and mighty living, high and mighty living, yeah. I got mighty high calls, yeah. All right. High and mighty living, got mighty high calls, all right. So, this story about this song, sometimes songs just fall in your lap. Boy, you better take notice, because it'll fly right by you. So I was headed to a gig with my guitar on my back, and I looked down and was in Little Five Points in Atlanta. And I looked down and there was this man fashioning the most beautiful copper jewelry.
That one.
And he said, half price for a song. Head down, he didn't see me stop to see his copper laid out on a sidewalk shop. I pointed, said, how much for this one? Saw my guitar and said, half price for a song. One song turned to four or five, watching that genius work. Said he was a squatter, staying where he could. Said they taught him how to steal, how to lie in his younger day. Then he figured out how to make something out of nothing with something they just throw away. Yeah, I learned a lesson. I got a song from the street scholar, handicrafter, Copper John. Yeah, well, I should ask 50, thought he'd ask 30, said it was 20, give it to me for 10 on a song. Everyone that passed him knew his name and asked him, hey John, how's it going? I learned a lesson, I got a song from the street scholar, handicrafter, Copper John. I learned a lesson, I got a song from the street scholar, handicrafter, Copper John. See him on the street from time to time. By his hand were a copper with that honorable shine. A man hard pressed to lose to found a way to stand his ground. Hey, I learned a lesson. I got a song from the street scholar, handicraft, a copper John. I learned a lesson. I got the song, street scholar, handicraft, a copper John.
So much. Back on this beautiful piano. Oh, Radio Live, where have you been for so long? I missed you. Hello. Hello, cruel world. I'm not your average lemon, and I know when we're near the edge, the mental pit of madness, the pivotal edge, we're filled with emotion over some pie in the sky. When the real deal is right here, right now. Hello, cruel world. Where omissions accepted sin to overlook guilty spells disaster. The whole world's on a paper chase to heaven, she said in laughter. We're filled with emotion over some pie in the sky. When the real deal is right here, right now. You know, my good, wonderful sisters, the Indigo Girls, are just amazing, and their music just has moved me. But you know what, you've made it when somebody brings you a guitar after every song. You know, that's making it in the music business to me. Somebody hands me a tuned guitar. God almighty, what is that? So, a good friend of mine and a great songwriter, Ralston Bowles, wrote this song. And I so appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. To be, I'm just who I am right now. And if I have caused you any pain, if the words I spoke weren't kind, I confess, repent, and take the blame. Let's just leave this all behind. Sometimes words are all that come. In this empty field of quid pro quo, the last one standing gets no crown. And if I have caused you any pain, if the words I spoke weren't kind, I confess, repent, and take the blame. Let's just leave this all behind. For we are fragile, everyone. We all long for something more. Things are said, things are done, pieces hit the floor. Think of me, whatever word your mind allows. I am not who I would like to be. I'm just who I am right now. And that is thank you so much.
Caroline Aiken. All right, we have had a wonderful evening tonight with our great artists. I want to thank them all again. Caroline, Buddy, Sally, it's been great. Now, you know, you can take a piece of all these artists home with you tonight. They've got their music over here at the merchandise table. And believe me, with the pay scale that Radio Live offers, they need to sell some CDs while they're here tonight. So you need to check it out. If you've been enjoying what you've been hearing tonight, we know you're going to want to hear some more. Radio Live is a production of WUWF Public Media at the University of West Florida. Our technical director and broadcast mix master is Dale Regal. Our house sound is engineered by Tom Skinner. We had production assistance tonight from Teresa Clark, Lindsay Myers, Christy Hardy, Melissa Pisarski, and Steve Pfeiffer. Our house manager is Trish Allison. Our stage manager is everybody's favorite Jewish mother, Dr. Enid Siskin. Woo! Yeah. This is Pat Crawford reminding you to keep your mind on your driving, your heart on the coast, and your dial on public radio. Good night, everybody. Drive safe.